Hey guys, welcome to the Priscilla Phillips podcast. And I am Priscilla Phillips, and of course, on this platform, I am always sauce hacking into, you know, a higher self, my higher self in particular, because this podcast is just pretty much about me and just my experimentation of discoveries, you know, of discoveries when it relates to me to life, me as an energy being, and me specifically as a spiritual being. And of course, this is taken across business, profession, for me particular in business, and then, you know, love life, spiritual life, social life, in emotional, mental, physical well-being, you know, all across the entire layers and phases of human and humanity. And then using myself as the mirroring of how I am perceiving and then living out loud this life. And then just recently, I've just been like, of course, having a lot of transition is happening. Transitions are taking place. Today, I really broke down. I was like so crying and sobbing. Guess why? Because of joy, you know, just realizing a lot of things. And I've been affirming to myself a few days now, like, for me, it's like me, myself, is becoming so clear. Like, I am now super clear of who I am, like, my person. And part of the embodiment of that me, or, I mean, when they say you, in this case, is that I am somebody who is all about standard, precept, principle, discipline, accountability, love, self-love, connecting all of those things to love. And just like I was saying on somebody's post, or rather I saw on somebody's post, shout out to Chinier, I love that babe's mind. And she was just like, you know, saying how people just, how lovers just quickly turn on each other, like, just the hate just goes vroom in just a bat of an eye. And people are commenting differently. And then when I said yes, and this is why people need to understand that for love to thrive, it has to be in the right environment. For love to thrive, you have to be able to love yourself enough to invest in yourself. See, I'm almost at the point of saying to invest in your fucking self. To just invest in your fucking self for real. To invest in taking care and addressing your own toxic behavior, your own addictive patterns, your own trauma, your own shadows, your own, all of these things. That's the way love thrives. Because I cannot understand how we say we love somebody and then you're not working on yourself. Like, how else are you supposed to even show that you love somebody if not in the way you're investing in being a better version of yourself? To being a better you, to being a higher you. How else? You know? And then, pardon me guys, I'm having dinner. I wanted to say supper, but it's actually dinner. Shout out to my host. This meal is fantastic. It's funny enough, it's a regular Eba and okra soup and stew. This is very, very a Nigerian meal, by the way. And it is so nice. Oh, and I mean, like, this is typical vegan meal. Only when you put animal inside that makes it change, or put fish if you're a vegetarian, or pescatarian, I think it's called, as well. So yeah, just stew, very not too overcooked, not over fried stew. That means this stew doesn't have quite too much oil. No, those one they fry plate. No, in Yoruba, Yoruba calls it omi obe. It's not overcooked. It's not. You can hardly find a trace of oil in it. And then when it's boiled, it's really boiled lightly. And then you serve with your ewedu or okra, and of course, this your okra is cooked with Lucas. This is Lucas beans, the carrot in English, please. What's the native name of Ogiri? Yes, different tribe have their different type of way they either preserve or apply the Ogiri to your food as a seasoning. I know this is not about food, you know, it's not. Neither is it about travel, because you're just saying, one second. I'm just pretty much saying, you know, back to what I was talking about. How else do you say you love yourself? How else would you say or prove? Because you're the only person you're in competition with is who is yourself. So how else will you prove to yourself that you actually love, or you have love? It's in the way you take care of your own self. And we're not just talking about just self-care as in physically, but self-care in every other way. Self-care mentally, emotionally, self-care character, you know, mindset, perspective, self-care in terms of your values, your precepts, your principles. Like, these things is how and the only way love thrives. Because love is inherently of all of these qualities. And so when you don't have all of these qualities, the love cannot thrive. Do you understand? Like, depth calling onto depth, right? So if you're going to have love stay, you have to have the other embedment or the other component of love. Am I preaching to somebody now? So this is just it. And when I tell people about these things, it's as if you're speaking to baskets. You're pouring water into basket. But then I hear when Spiritual Bad Bitch say, shout out to Spiritual Bad Bitch. I love her page. I appreciate her page. So if you intend to want to go do work with her, I would recommend it. You know, I've been following her, and I know how to not just perceive or discern. I know how to see through people's words and know if they are teachers who live by the things they teach, or they're just, you know, those fake ones. And I don't think she's fake. Anyways, so you see this thing about personal development, character development, has nothing to do with religion at all. And I don't know. I know that the Bible says that. I mean, I'm not a Christian, but I know I've read that book before, back to back, like 3-4 times. And it says that cleanness is close to godliness. And then you go to somebody's house, or you're living with somebody, and then you see the person praying heaven and night, but their house, their room is stinky, it's smelly. They finish eating, dump the plate in the sink and don't wash it. They don't respect the fact that it is at least some level of public use. So you cannot just decide to be the way you want to be with a public space. You have to respect the people that are going to use it. So when you finish fucking eating, clean after your fucking bloody self. Clean after yourself. Wash the plate. Make the bed. If you happen to be living with someone else in the same room, and even if not, come the fuck on. Clean after yourself. In any level of spirituality, decluttering is like one of the first therapeutic thing to do. Damn. And then you guys are always surprised, especially heterosexual women, are always surprised when men are talking about wife material. They know what they mean. And that's going to be a conversation for another day, because I've been like on some kind of funny hot seat with some group. Shout out to you guys, our collective vagina. I appreciate your space irrespective of. And you know, my not just my opinion, but my perspective are usually like at the complete, not just extreme, but it's not a popular opinion. And I get tired a lot when women are always blaming men. What? Why won't you call? Wait, like I told the date, I am avoiding you. Why have you not sat yourself down and asked yourself, why am I avoiding you? Have you done that for yourself, for your life, for your good, for your own good, for your higher self? Have you sat down to say, what did I do? Once I do this, there's something, there's a way I would do. This person will just lock up and avoid me completely. Like, she won't even look at me. Why? And then, when you end up knowing, you're being told that you did something annoying, and this person is upset, you still don't even make any change or difference. And then you're always banking on the fact that this person is avoiding. That's exactly how heterosexual women are. Well, she's heterosexual, by the way. You are benching on the reaction of the next person, forgetting that you did something to have gotten the reaction that they're reacting at you about. So it really beats my mind. Why don't you check within yourself first? Check with yourself. That's always, see, that's my personal policy. Check with yourself first. Until then, because that's where the clarity.